President Bush says there's no easy way out of Iraq. He vetoed a spending measure that would force him to start withdrawing troops by October because he says leaving now would bring short-term satisfaction at the cost of long-term disaster.
Al-Qaeda terrorists who behead captives and order suicide bombings in Iraq would not simply be satisfied to see us gone. A retreat in Iraq would mean that they would likely follow us here. A retreat in Iraq would say to a lot of people around the world, particularly in the Middle East, America can't keep its word.
In a speech to a convention of general contractors, the president again sought to link the war in Iraq with the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. He said his new strategy for success in Iraq is beginning to show significant progress in reducing sectarian violence.
The terrorists will continue to fight back. In other words, they understand what they're doing. And, casualties are likely to stay high. Yet, day by day, block by block, we are steadfast in helping Iraqi leaders counter the terrorists, protect their people, and reclaim the capital.
A public opinion poll by CBS News and the New York Times says more than 70% of Americans disapprove of how the president's handling the war. Two-thirds of those surveyed support setting a timetable for the withdrawal of U.S. troops. The president meets with congressional leaders later today to discuss a possible compromise. White House spokesman Tony Snow says if Democrats come with another timetable for troop withdrawal, they'll get another veto. Because the measure passed the House and Senate by close votes, it's highly unlikely Democrats can find the two-thirds majority needed to override the presidential veto. Party leaders say they will not back down. Texas Congressman Lloyd Doggett says Democrats are determined to end what he says is the president's failed approach.
The president can veto our plan for a safe, orderly, phased redeployment from Iraq, but he cannot veto reality. Our troops are coming home. It's just a question of how much blood and money will be spent before they do.
President Bush says he's confident that with goodwill on both sides, Republicans and Democrats can move beyond political statements and agree on a bill that gives troops the funds and flexibility they need. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.